Well, we're going to talk a little bit about a healthy activity that you have a chance to be involved in here very, very soon as the weather starts to turn nice. We start to think about getting outside. Here's a great way to do it. Live Healthy Iowa is helping to sponsor a 5K run and walk and a 1K kids run along with that as well coming up not too far down the road on April 12th. One of those runs, because there are going to be several of them around the state, going to be held here in Atlantic. And we're going to talk a little bit about that this morning with Kendra Henningsen, who's helping to coordinate that event here. Thanks for your time.
Thank you for having me.
Talk a little bit about this effort. This got tossed at you because we are one of the regional sites. They're trying to do kind of a statewide event, but give folks a chance to do it locally and participate all on the same day.
Yeah, Atlanta got chosen to be one of the 10 communities, and we are very lucky to be chosen as one of the communities. So we're very excited to have this race here coming to town and looking for a great turnout.
We didn't have a whole lot of input as far as whether or not we were going to host it. They kind of said, hey, Atlantic's going to have one. Let's get going.
Yes, they picked our town, so we're pretty excited about that.
How'd you get involved in this?
I got asked by Emily Kringle, part of the Cass County Hospital, and they kind of wanted to get some younger people involved with the community, and they just asked, hey, you're an avid runner and, you know, like to work out, and so I said, yeah, I would love to be a part of this and get things rolling here in Atlantic.
Well, can you talk a little bit about what the effort is for, having several locations across the state, as I said in the upfront, to make it a statewide feel, but don't make people have to travel a long way to do it. They can do it kind of close to their own homes. Is it just an effort to get people more aware now that the weather's turned nicer and get them outside, get them more active?
Yeah, I think just getting everybody more active and hopefully that the weather will be nice and getting people outside. And, you know, that's why it's open. It's a run and a walk. So, you know, you don't have to be a avid runner to participate in this. And I just think with the Live Healthy Iowa, just, you know, making smart choices, exercising and
let's talk a little bit about the event itself coming up on Saturday, April 12th. What will we find?
You will find everything will be packet pickups will be in the morning. You can come anytime at 7 a.m. The race 5K runs and walk starts at 8 a.m. with the kids run at 9 a.m. The run will kind of start right at the Y and it will finish at the Y, which is really nice. We'll kind of go up a little around downtown area. And then down by the park, Sunnyside Park, and back up to the Y. So it'll be a nice little beautiful run.
Were you looking for some variation in the route? You don't want it all to be flat.
Yeah, I mean, Atlantic's hilly, so we kind of knew that it wasn't going to be perfectly flat. And we just want to be careful if the weather wasn't the best, that the Y could be a centrally located area and a place for restrooms and getting ready before the race. And we kind of looked for a little variation with some hills and some flat areas.
Do folks need to sign up ahead of time? Can they wait until that day?
They can wait till that day. We would really like for everybody to get on the livehealthyiowa.org website, and you can find everything to sign up online. Also, there'll be a registration forms at the YMCA here in Atlantic, and you can sign up there and mail that in. So it'd probably just be easier just to go online so that you don't have to mail it in. There's going to be also medals for finishers and everything. So we'll have little awards for each age division. Everybody will receive a T-shirt, and there will be post-race refreshments donated by Hy-Vee. Also, there'll be kind of a fun little raffle. Browns is also a sponsor, and they'll be kind of having a raffle with a new pair of shoes.
Doesn't sound like there are a whole lot of costs associated with this necessarily, but it's nice to have folks step forward to be able to help out and donate some items to help generate some more interest and generate some revenue there too to pay for some of the things. But there is a registration fee as well, correct?
There is a registration fee. If you are part of the Live Healthy Iowa right now, it is only $10 for the 5K. If you register before March 30th, it will be up until March 30th, it's $25 up until race day.
Okay, so they need to make sure that they get all that stuff taken care of ahead of time and save that little extra bit of money too. Who benefits from the proceeds?
The proceeds will be from the event will benefit the local wellness coalitions in each community as well as the Adaptive Sports Iowa's veteran outreach efforts.
Now, some folks may not be terribly familiar, or maybe they know about it, just haven't approached it yet, about the whole Live Healthy Iowa effort. Will there be more information that day about some of that stuff, too, and maybe an opportunity for them to get more involved in that?
Yes, there'll be a representative coming from Live Healthy Iowa, and they will come and discuss, talk about, you know, what Live Healthy Iowa is and ways to promote that.
Oh, very good. Well, it sounds like it's a lot of stuff has been put together. I know some of the basics and stuff because they have so many of these now around the state. The folks at Live Healthy Iowa have probably given you a pretty good template to work with. But do they give you some flexibility to do some things that you want to do and be a little creative here too?
Yeah, they kind of gave us with, you know, the course route, getting sponsors and donations. They were pretty flexible with that. But Live Healthy Iowa, they're pretty much promoting this whole event. And they're the ones sponsoring the t-shirts and the medals and kind of everything to go along with the race.
Now it's 5K and it's a run walk. If you want it to be competitive in your mind, hey, go for it. But it's meant to be a fun opportunity to get folks out, get them active. What I really think is kind of neat, though, is that you also have that 1K for the young children. And it gives them an opportunity to feel good about going out and accomplishing something there as well. And they don't have to feel like they're, you know, competing against the adults.
Yeah, it's great. We were happy to see that there was a little kids race coming here, and it'll be right here, right in front of the middle school, and it's just 0.6 mile, and hopefully we'll get a lot of kids to come out and do that.
Yeah, what's the age group?
The age groups can range anywhere. They said eight and up.
Okay.
But really, any kid could come and participate in it.
Okay, yeah, you're not going to turn anybody away, no. That's for sure.
No.
Very good. Well, hopefully the weather's nice, and if not, well, welcome to Iowa in the spring, right?
Yes. We're hoping for a day 60 degrees and sunny would be nice.
Yeah, wouldn't that be great? Well, and also, I kind of want to talk while I had a chance to visit with you a little bit here, too, because recently you were inducted into the Iowa Golf Coaches Association's Hall of Fame. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Pretty exciting. I know you're not from here originally. You played your golf at Forest City High School. You had an opportunity to participate in an awful lot of golf events. You had a little success.
Yeah, up at Forest City, I won 2 state championships while I was there, and also our team got second and third, respectively, in 2003 and 2004, and conference champ for the 4 years up in the Forest City Conference.
Yeah, that's pretty neat. And by the way, her maiden name is Hansen. For all of you who are running to the web right now to go back and look at the archives to see, really, where? I want to see those numbers. It's nice to be remembered, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very nice. That hard work definitely paid off. So it's a neat thing that they've started. It started about 5 years ago. So I think everybody deserves this. And, you know, they're acknowledging players that have won multiple state championships right now. So kind of they're back at the 2004 year, and then also coaches get inducted into it too, which is exciting.
Absolutely. You had a chance to play golf at Iowa State, and did you play a little professionally too?
Yes, I played 4 years at Iowa State, which gained a lot of experience there. Got to travel the U.S. and go to some great places, and then I had the opportunity to be on the Symetra Futures Tour, and had a great experience with that, and just met some wonderful people, played some fantastic golf courses, but now I'm really happy being here in Atlantic and teaching and being able to give back kind of my knowledge of the game and, you know, help younger kids and even adults with their golf game.
Yeah, now she's doing the most important job of all. She's an educator. Golf is a lifetime sport. You can play golf, God willing, you can play golf till the day you die. You can't do that with a lot of other sports, football, things like that. But, you know, running is kind of the same way. You know, when you get involved in something that can be a lifetime activity, there's something to be said about that.
Yes, I totally agree. Actually, running's kind of become my new competition. I've been doing a lot more half marathons, and that's kind of my new fun thing that I like to compete in. Not as much as with golf, but definitely not as good as a golfer as a runner. But definitely, yeah, it's fun that it can be a lifelong sport that you can do.
You don't slice as often, though, running, do you?
No, definitely not.
She never slices anyway. All right, one more time. April 12th is the date of the Live Healthy Iowa 5K event. Give them the details again. What are the nuts and bolts? What do they need to know right now?
All right. Well, I would say get there. The race, the 5K run and walk, starts at 8 a.m. So it'd be nice, especially if you're registering beforehand, please be there by 7:30. The kids run will start at 9 a.m., and there will be awards will just kind of follow right after we kind of get all the results back in.
Sure. Very good. And if you can, they'd really love it if you could get registered early. Where do they register? How do they do that?
You can register online at livehealthyiowa.org. Also, you can go to the YMCA and register there, but you will have to send in your registration to Live Healthy Iowa. There will be lots of different promoting signs around town where you can pick them up at stores, and you'll be able to see the website on the paper.
All right. Get some friends together. It's always more fun to do this with a bunch of buddies. So have fun with that. And Kendra, thanks a lot. Again, congratulations on the honor, and good luck with the project here. It looks like it's going to be a lot of fun.
Thank you. Looking forward to April 12th. Hopefully a lot of you guys can come out. And if you're not wanting to run or walk, feel free to come volunteer. You can get a hold of me, and that'd be great to have volunteers also.